No, that was less abrupt than last time.
I'm trying my best.
Welcome to Paint It Black Podcast. I am, as always, Pete Berg, and joining me this week, we have Brian and Ken.
What's going on, man?
What's up, buds?
You're becoming a regular, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I feel like I need a cool call name, like Red Dog or something.
Red Dog's here. Red Dog and the G-Man.
Talking this deep voice like this.
How about Strangle Stash?
How about the mustache cuddler?
The mustache cuddler? That's bringing me in two different directions.
It's a little softer.
There's a whole wide variety of things in between that. I don't know where I'm coming, where you're coming from.
You don't know what you're getting.
And that's Ken in a nutshell. You don't know what you're getting.
Cat strangler himself.
Hey.
I actually just showed Ken a picture of a little kitty on my phone that says, it's like holding out its little paw and says, go save yourself from the zombies. And he's just like, I saw the rage in his eyes about this little kitten.
That's completely not true. None of that ever happened.
We're just building this awful reputation for him.
No, he treats the ladies well.
I have cats. I have several cats. And all of them were not harmed.
We call them several potential victims.
No, you don't.
They must be in fear daily living in your house. Like any day, this guy can go fucking.
I treat them nicely.
Yeah?
Bottom line, I have no cats. I fucking make.
It's like, I don't see an ounce of fur on you, bro. Like,
I've met like three cats that I didn't have a problem with. Other than that, me and cats really don't see eye to eye. They stay away from me. I try to avoid them.
I don't like cats just for the fact that they have no problem with anyone walking in your home. And they don't care when you walk in your home. But like the devil could walk through your door and they just saunter up next to it and like, you know, give it a nice little rub.
You could like stop a dog from doing whatever it's doing that you don't want it to do. A cat could just do whatever it wants, bro. And you could like, you would try to catch a cat.
Yeah.
Those fucking claws, they're not, you don't play with those, bro. Like,
no,
they'll cut you open, bro. A nice big cat, like.
What was it? A couple.
Trying to bite you and stuff like that?
My cat had a habit of waking me up every morning by biting the shit out of my big toe.
You'd be an outside cat. Very, very soon after that. Yo, I remember a couple weeks ago, I saw a thing on Yahoo that says, cats kill millions. And then I clicked open the little link. It was like, of birds.
I was like, well, did you hear the new thing with the theory behind like crazy cat ladies? There's something in cat dander that's actually a parasite that changes your brain to want to accumulate more cats.
Is that why
to spread the parasite?
Is that why every hoarder has got dead cats all over their house?
That'd be why.
That's another reason why I don't fucking like cats.
You see, but I after mentioning that hoarder stuff, you got to be respectful of the cat for the simple fact that it's willing to go down with the ship. Like those cats, they could just leave. Like no one's keeping them in those houses.
They're like roaches, bro. They're trying to bring their boys in. They're like, this bitch is putting out food and everything.
The cats are like, well, we get carte blanche all over this house? Shit, I don't care if it's a fucking mess. Whatever, I'm good
with
it.
Milton died under the couch.
Milton died under the
couch. Nobody even touched him.
Mr. Whiskers is nowhere to be found. He's probably under a stack of newspapers from the 80s.
Yeah, it's like the least safe thing in the world, man. I think cats I equate to like coyotes, man. They're always planning against you. Coyotes are like the most cunning animal.
Are coyotes devious like that?
They're super devious. I think they could like fucking stack themselves up in a pyramid and climb in windows if they had
form
to.
One ultra coyote?
I mean,
like a transformer?
Not like that.
Like Voltron?
But they put the most athletic coyotes on the bottom. The coyotes who can naturally jump up to the window. And then the weaker coyotes towards the top so they could easily climb in the window and they all get in there.
None of this
sense
pack
mentality.
I feel it more like the Al-Qaeda, because, like, you know, you don't hear from them for a while, and then all of a sudden they're just jumping on you and bombing you, bro. Like,
I feel like you guys really need to read up more on coyotes, because none of this sounds accurate.
I'm talking about the cats, not the coyotes.
Oh, all
right. I'm talking about cats are more like terrorists.
Cats are like terrorists.
They got
they're hiding in the fucking.
I mean, if you look at their faces, they got the goatees and the mustaches going on, like.
And they're hiding in high places.
Yeah. I've said it before, probably on the show, but my cat once brought me the severed head of a rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
So they're doing beheadings. Yeah. You might be onto something.
Cats are terrorists. I mean, that's just a fact.
Possible episode name?
Cats are terrorists.
All right. Let's not hate on the cats anymore.
No.
Boo.
I was talking about you the whole time.
I was talking about one of your many cats.
All right, you want to do some news?
Let's do the news.
Let's do some news. This is news to some. As always, these are news stories that may not be news to everyone, but we like them. Well, the big one, of course, is the Pope retired.
Yeah.
Everybody heard about it.
Everyone heard about it, but I still get a certain amount of joy from it.
You know, he's the first pope to retire in something like 600 years?
700 years, something like that.
Like, I figure when you get the pope status, you just ride that out, because it's easy street, man. Like, what do you do? Stand up in front of a fucking couple people while somebody's saying mass, you wave your hand a couple of times, say a couple words in Latin that nobody understands.
Yep, you're old, you're doddering, you
let
make
people
no sense.
Take pictures of you.
Well, even
in his case, you look like Emperor Palpatine.
Well, even in your beliefs, you're like God's right-hand man. There's no chance you're not going to heaven then, like, you know?
Yes.
Why would you give that up?
This guy's rearranging child molesters, but he's still infallible.
Hey, look, I'm not saying it all makes sense, but in his own mind, he's got a straight ticket to heaven.
And that's everything that's wrong with religion.
Yeah, we turned, like, they steered wrong. I don't know when, but, like, I don't know, maybe 1800s, 1900s, when the Pope, like, stopped living like a king. Like, all the popes in
still looks
like
a king. You mean the castle made of gold?
They used to get like gout and shit like that. Like every pope in history died of gout.
That's because everybody had gout.
You
back
mean
then.
That means you're eating like duck and gravy every night?
Nothing but foie gras.
Drinking wine.
I think the pope's descent came when everyone was learning how to read. I think it's a direct correlation with how well they lived. You're like, you're going to hell. No, take all the gold you want, buddy. Please don't send me to hell.
I think I want to be pope. I'm going to throw my Pope hat in the ring.
I already put
you don't even fucking believe in God.
Yeah, and I think that's what the church needs. We need an atheist in charge.
I mean,
straighten up some of this backwards
shit. The best thing you got going for you is that you don't fucking touch children. So, I mean,
then I'm ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're way ahead.
Like, is there a criteria to be Pope?
You got to be Catholic, I guess.
I'm Catholic.
Raised Catholic.
He was a Hitler youth, this last guy.
Not me. No.
Exactly. That's another thing I have up.
Yeah. I don't like Hitler.
No, you're
my grandfather.
That's
Nazis.
My official stance. I don't like Hitler.
You're a lousy McFuck. You're not a fucking Hitler youth.
I'm a Roman Catholic, bud. Can't say anything about it. I'm a God-fearing American.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the Catholic Church needs. They need a God-fearing American in there.
I think they need an American who doesn't believe in God to sort out all the backward shit they got going on.
I'm pretty sure you need to be God-fearing to be the Pope.
I think I may be the answer to all these problems. And then when I'm actually Pope, I'm infallible, and I get to go to heaven anyway, even if I'm wrong.
Now, if you get to be Pope, and you're calling the shots,
yeah,
you better make some sweet rules up.
I have rule number one, I'm going to dismantle the Vatican and feed the world.
Whoa.
Feed the entire world with that city made of gold and ivory.
Let's not get carried away.
No, you should have a total 180 and just be the most ruthless pope in the last 1,000 years.
Off with their heads.
Yes.
See, like, this is where me and you straight, Berg, because if I'm the pope, I'm calling my boys to arms. Anyone who believes in God, come see me. I got a holy war against anyone who doesn't show up.
I'm more down to stop the oppression and the boy touching. That's my official plan.
Oh, there won't be time for boy touching.
We're at war, damn it.
Yeah, there won't be time for boy touching.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you're listening to us here and you have Twitter, we are at PIB Comics. Hashtag it either Ken for Pope or Pete for Pope.
Oh.
We'll see if we get some responses there and we can settle this.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
I know Pete's going to do a lot of good, but I kind of like Ken's fucking... Like,
Ken's ruthlessness.
Ken's bringing the Third Reich, so I mean, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I had you slated in for one of my generals, bro. I hope I didn't have your vote.
Well, Ken's official stance. I don't like Hitler.
Well, to be Pope...
But I can do that.
Well, to be Pope...
It would be against non-believers. Believers against non-believers. And I haven't said what we believe in yet, so don't... Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
To be the Pope, I actually learned from the show The Borgias, they got to check your nuts, like, to make sure that you're a dude. Like, that's the actual...
I'll throw my nuts on the table right now.
No, I'm not saying that, like, that's going to deter
you.
Throw them out there and be like, get white smoke through that chimney.
I'm not saying that would deter you from being the Pope, but, like, that's just, like, a weird thing, because they don't want to, like, get Juana Mend, you know, where they're like...
It's a crush.
It's a chick, and they're like, what?
I love that Juana Man. One of the more awful movies of our lifetime.
Of all the cross-dressing movies.
Oh, they don't want to get the hot chick? Like, I don't know, like, another fucking reference real quick.
Medea for Pope.
Any Schneider movie, basically, man. Where he's pretending to be some shit that he's not, like.
Like, funny?
You know, I liked The Hot Chick, and I liked, what was that other movie he did? Deuce Bigelow. Everything else he's done.
The Hot Chick was great because... It wasn't Rob Schneider on the screen, but like...
It was Rob Schneider the whole time.
It was him for the most...
Rachel
most
McAdams
of the
wasn't in it the whole time.
Ah, then maybe I...
No, that was
I probably
the opposite
see,
of the good way to do it.
That's probably how it should have been.
That was legitimately funny. I did like that one, and I like Deuce Bagel, the first one.
They don't really hold up when you watch them again.
They're
still
funny. But the rest of his, but you got to remember how many movies has the guy done that just been totally terrible.
Like every one of them.
The Animal was just
terrible.
More enjoyable. That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
That was really bad. He did.
And
Deuce
it has
Bagel
one of my
funny,
favorite
either.
Actors of all time, which is fucking
in the Animal
the doctor from
what, actors of
Scrubs,
all time
from Scrubs, TV actors.
Oh.
I mean,
McGinley?
Come on,
John McGinley.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
funny.
That guy's the man.
He is funny, but no one was going to save that movie. No. I heard that the script was weak. I think that's what's really hurting
yeah.
it.
Yeah, let's boil it down to the script. Set the script, the stars, the acting. The
I
effects.
Don't know how you could poke holes in that script, man.
I really can't blame Schneider for that. You know, it really wasn't his fault. He walked into a weak script.
Yeah.
It's never happened before.
No.
Not since Deuce Bigelow 2, European Gigolo.
They tried to recreate the magic of Deuce Bigelow
the
1.
Magic.
And it just didn't really
Didn't
happen.
Break another fish tank?
No, did he? No. Some
no,
guy
this,
died.
This is way worse.
The only part I can really remember is that Eddie Griffin kept grabbing all these Gigolos' dicks and kept getting caught doing it. And, like, that was kind of funny, but the rest of the, like, I don't remember anything about Deuce Bigelow.
I remember Eddie Griffin dropping food in the jacuzzi and still eating
those,
it.
Oh, my God, the tomato. Yeah. That thing was hilarious. When he was sitting there talking to Deuce, and it's just, like, on his chest. Yeah. Like, those two movies aren't bad, and he was in Necessary Roughness. That was a funny movie,
oh,
too.
He was in that.
But he's, like, a bit
he's
part.
Not carrying
yeah.
it, though.
No.
It's not a Rob Schneider movie.
But, yeah, but usually he's just, I guess, a bit part in all of Sandler flicks.
And all his parts on SNL were obnoxious.
Everyone.
Making
them.
The copies.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I can't remember another skit that he was like, that was his skit, besides making the copies.
Those kind of guys don't exist in my place. In my place of work.
They'd get hit.
They would not. They'd get a stern mustache look, bro. Stop them cold in their tracks.
I had similar guys, but never quite that obnoxious. You know the ones that got to comment on what you have for lunch every day?
Oh, what'd you eat?
Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I'll just be having a sandwich, and it'll be like a guy at my desk. What you got there? Sandwich? Sandwich. All right. Tuna? Yeah. Tuna.
I usually stand up in their face right about then. I'm like, yeah, what are you having for lunch?
The guy I work with.
What are you getting?
The guy I work with, I love him to death, and he's old guy. He's like 70-something, right? But he just don't know how to work on computers, so he got nothing to do. So, like, he's constantly like, what are you doing? Like, you know, trying to, like, talk to me. And I'm like, fucking hell, man. Just, like, leave me alone for, like, 10 minutes, bro. But, like, I like him so much that I don't let it get to me.
My immediate coworkers are all ladies. Older ladies. They're all, like, no, they're older ladies. They're like my moms. It's like having four moms sometimes.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. I like working with older women. They keep to themselves.
No, these ones are funny, though, because, like, after baseball on Thursdays, like, we get a little tipsy at baseball when we play it on Thursdays, and, like, you know, Friday morning, it would be a little rough at work. I'd get a bacon, egg, and cheese, be a little hungover sometimes, and they would constantly give me hell for it. It would be fucking hilarious.
Bacon, egg, and cheese can almost cure anything.
I'm pretty sure it does.
Like, if I had cancer, I'd just rub bacon, egg, and cheese on it. But,
on the cancer itself.
But
you gotta eat that shit.
What happens when those old women have little framed pictures of the kitty cats? Like, what happens to you then?
No, the one was a dog lady.
Oh, so that's a relief.
Good, alright.
The other one might have cured. I don't know.
I just picture, like, you see a cat picture on her desk and you just get torn apart, like when Cartman was being turned good. And you got, like, the evil half of him rip out.
No, I mean, I don't have
like
that kind
of Army of Darkness.
Cats.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Like Evil Ken rips out of him and wages war on the cat.
Evil Ken.
You're talking about Good Ken.
Sorry, more Evil Ken.
More Evil Ken.
Good Ken rips out of him and he tries to stop him from hurting the cats. I just find the whole cat thing so funny. I just keep wanting to bring it up.
Like, the cats are lucky that, you know, the government hasn't won the war on drugs, because the day that, like, I don't have any more reefer, they're in some trouble. that's when I get angry again.
That's when you're not centered?
Yeah, I'm not a little kid anymore. I can control myself, but, like...
Well, if you're going to go crazy, there's a bunch of stray cats over here that I would love you to get rid of. The lady upstairs feeds them. And it's a whole bunch of, like I don't know what she thinks cats eat exactly, but I'm telling you, they don't eat a styrofoam bowl full of bread. Like, I just don't fucking see them eating that shit.
You see where those cats are living?
Where?
They're living, like, under your neighbor's boat. I'm going to say they're going to eat whatever the fuck she puts out there, bro.
They're living the good life, though, I think. They're like, the whole neighborhood, like, is their fucking playground. They could fucking get trash anywhere. And apparently these motherfuckers are killing birds at a record pace. Like, I don't even hear chirping anymore.
Yeah.
Good for them.
That drives me nuts.
What, chirping?
No, the lack of. I like the songbirds.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Birds are filthy.
One of the nice
birds.
Parts of living in the suburbs, yeah?
I wish the cats kill the birds and the dogs kill the cats, and then I'd be pretty happy.
Just a bunch of stray dogs running around?
Then what happens?
Well, then you feed the dogs to the snakes, and then...
then you got to get some gorillas.
I mean, you have a good old-fashioned snake bashing day.
Whacking day.
That's an old episode, too, that
That's
shit.
A classic episode.
So, I mean, we went from the Pope to killing cats to Rob Schneider to Ken's coworkers to bashing snakes over the head.
So that covers our Pope story.
Yeah.
God bless us, everyone.
We really covered it 360, I think.
All right. So
I believe so, too.
Let's get on to the next one here. I got another news story here. Amish leader gets 15 years in Ohio beard-cutting assault trial. So we got a 67-year-old Amish guy named Samuel Mullet Sr.
Mullet?
Yep. Samuel Mullet. And this dude was running around with a mob of Amish, spreading fear throughout the Amish community by assaulting those he felt were unworthy or unfaithful, shaving their heads, trimming their beards, men, women alike.
Women with beards?
Women, they shave the women's heads. But they're Amish, so probably.
His whole posse went down like Bobby Mushroom Cut and fucking Timmy Ponytails and fucking Chrissy Crew Cut. The whole barbershop went down. So, I mean, who sued him? The fucking beard that got shaved? Like, what the fuck?
Eventually, I don't know exactly what caught him, but who called the police? Who telegraphed the police? Or
telegraphed?
Whatever they did.
Sent up the smoke signal?
Well, they don't have cell phones, dude.
They yelled real loud.
Exactly. Did the police respond to the Amish?
They have to, I guess.
Really?
They're part of the community.
Yeah, well, once they show up beside your fucking precinct with a horse and buggy, it's like, all right,
like,
get these
do
fucking
the Amish pay taxes?
No.
Nope.
Do they fucking have to do jury duty?
I doubt it.
No, but they do bring in tourism.
If there is a draft.
Nope.
No, because with a religion, they're not allowed to raise a hand in anger.
Neither are Muslims.
Well, Cassius Clay got out of that shit because he said he was against his religion to go to war in Vietnam.
Yeah. I mean.
That's what you call
I think
an
every
excuse.
Religion, it should. It, I'm pretty sure it strictly outlines how you shouldn't fucking kill people or fight each other.
And then it gives you detailed instructions on who and how to do it.
Yeah, okay, but, I mean, the Amish shouldn't just be excluded because they're weirdos and they don't believe in electricity.
Well, they caught this guy. They brought him in, and they put him up on trial under the Matthew Shepard, James Byrd Hate Crimes Prevention Act.
Now that they got to turn off all the lights when they try him.
It's gotta cameras. Be
candlelit. I figured the judge has a wig on with the powder and shit.
Now, here's what baffles me about this story. Apparently, while this guy was going around with his mob, he was taking pictures and had like a video camera.
Like mine pictures? Is he Amish, this guy?
Yeah, this guy's actually Amish.
I think that we got to let the Amish regulate the Amish. If that guy says they're not worthy, you better ship up.
What kind of evidence they have against this guy? There's a whole bunch of fucking Amish
people.
There
were cameras and photographs.
What are their cameras
doing
there?
What a bitch. You're Amish and the fucking technology takes you down? Yeah. Like, what a bitch.
You're doing it wrong.
He'd have set the Amish back another 100 years.
I feel like you could sneak into any kind of Amish community and do whatever you want with a little bit of technology.
Motherfucker,
you could take over if you wanted to.
Motherfucker should have.
Do they even have guns?
Muskets, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. Dude, they fucking, the guy should have definitely went into this century, watched an episode of CSI before he started cutting people's beards off, because he would have known that there's something called like DNA evidence and like.
I just find it funny because if somebody like if I was attacked by a gang of Amish who shaved my beard, my reaction would probably be like, oh.
So there was a bunch of fucking horse-drawn carriages with beardless men and bald women riding to the police station to report this guy.
Probably.
So when he showed up, it's like, I'm Johnny Mullet, and I'm here to shave your beard.
Like, that's the best day that those cops last, bro.
Can you imagine being in the precinct when that buggy rolls up?
It's probably multiple buggies.
What happened?
Well, we don't want to complain, but the man shaved my beard, English.
Here's the evidence right here. He has his beer in his hands.
It's saturated in tears.
That's how they caught him, though. There was a trail of beards.
The Amish, the trail of beards.
Like, well, kind sir, if you'll follow the trail of beards with me.
I just can't believe anyone cared. I'd be like, get the fuck out of here if I was the police. I don't care what happens in your stupid little town. Like,
here's the thing. It's in the Amish culture, the women's hair and the man's beard symbolize their faith.
Of stupidity?
So in doing so, he's directly assaulting their faith, which
he's part
is
of their faith.
Considered a hate crime.
Isn't he an Amish dude?
Yeah, but he's still hating his own people. It's like you could be a Christian and you could bomb an abortion clinic and... You know,
that's fucking bombing something, dude.
Even if there's Christians inside.
It's not like he put C-Shaft C4 to their
chins.
Well,
these chins, are the Amish.
Like,
they don't get bombs, all right?
I just can't. I can't believe anyone cared.
I don't even see how this is a crime, really, except
I'm
that.
I'm sure it was horrifying to the
like
Amish.
Like, beard assault?
Were they fucking ugly? Like, did the town sue them?
That's why it's a hate crime, is because, like, the judge is looking at this with the DA, and they're like, what the fuck do we even try this guy for?
He probably gave that
beard
guy
assault?
15 beard years for wasting his time.
Facial hair defiling.
Like, I would have given the prosecutor 15 years in prison, too. Like, why are you wasting this court's time?
Yeah.
But they
Who's
shaved
paying
your
those
beard.
Court fees?
Pay a fine, motherfucker. Who cares? He shaved your beard. Like, fucking don't come in with this horse shit in my court.
Like, they should go back to olden days and be like, all right, you owe him 3 cows, a sack of grains.
You want your beard back, it's do what I do. Wait a while.
Grow it. Fucking, they should put him in the stocks, all of them. Like, it's fucking stupid. I can't believe that's actual. Like, he got 15 fucking years for that?
Yeah, he's in there till he's dead.
How old?
Dude, 70.
Oh, he's 70? And they're going to put an old man like that in prison like that?
This all comes back to fucking one thing, man. And it's snitching.
Again.
Should never be snitching.
Snitch. I mean, I it's not even snitching. I don't know what it is. It's stupid.
Oh, I cut your beard off so you run to the cops? Like, it's ridiculous. Grow up.
Look, man, you're Amish. You got a different set of rules.
Yeah. Very true.
You never know about this not snitching thing.
That's natural shit, bro.
They're taught to snitch. They're taught very Catholic.
Yeah. Isn't the whole goal of being religious to snitch as often as possible?
What?
Yeah.
You're always snitching on
you
yourself.
You gotta be spreading your religion.
Please, God,
be...
forgive me for all that I've sinned.
As Pope, I'm changing our first. My first initial.
The
thing
first
is
new
be,
commandment.
Yeah.
No
snitching.
Snitch.
You've gotten confirmed.
Yo, hold on. God's talking to me. All right, God, I'll tell him that. He says, stop fucking snitching.
Yeah, but you've
and
been
lo, Ken came from the mountaintop, and in his hands he held one commandment.
Yeah.
Stop snitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've been confirmed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you snitched on yourself, basically, when you had that.
Isn't that what confessionals are?
Yeah, you confessed everything. You were a snitch motherfucker on yourself, but.
I didn't tell him. I told him a couple fucking white lies.
Oh, that's snitching.
Like, it was almost nothing worth snitching about. Mm. They never got the good stuff out of me.
Someone put the boot to Ken for snitching.
Yeah. They never got the good stuff out of me.
The good stuff. I strangle cats, man.
No.
Full circle. Boom. Beautiful.
All right. Okay. Fuck the Amish.
Let's move on. Let's do some stupid people.
That wasn't the stupid
people. No, that wasn't the stupid people. I got some stupid people. I got a bunch here.
The cops who took the case.
So we're gonna start small. And then I'll read them off, and we'll get to the wonderful. All right, so the first one is simple. 911 call asking for cigarettes leads to arrest. Back to my favorite place in the country right now, Texas.
Wait, they called 911 to ask for cigarettes?
A very, very drunk 48-year-old woman named Kathy Javidin called up, quote, very intoxicated, called 911 to ask them to deliver a pack of cigarettes.
Is that too much?
She was instantly arrested. Charged with a misdemeanor count of abuse of 911 and released on $1,000 bond.
I mean, did she get her smokes?
Apparently not.
What a dickhead cop.
That is a fucked up move.
And then when they asked her, why'd you do it? Her response, she thought it would be funny.
It was. I mean, I think we all take a stand and we all call the cops to do menial things. I think that they get the point.
I think we should all send her a few bucks because it was funny.
It was. I'll send her a pack of smokes.
Yeah, right?
I would love to use the cops kind of like a taxi service where basically if I'm too fucking drunk to drive home, and I think they are obligated to give you a ride home.
They are obligated, actually.
It's like, yo, Ponak, I'm fucking at the double H over here. You want to pick my ass up and drive me home?
I think they're also able to fucking bring you to the drunk tank.
Yeah, most likely.
That's
fucking rough, too. That sucks.
They probably could just rough you up. And
like, you're having a good time, you're drunk, and then all of a sudden you're in the back of the cop car handcuffed, and then all of a sudden you're in a fucking cell on a bench.
Well,
like,
would it have killed the cops to take, like, one of the jackass cops who's just sitting on the side of the road doing nothing but handing out tickets, just have him deliver some cigarettes?
Well,
the guy's not doing anything.
These cops are knee-deep in beard crimes. They don't have time to fucking deal with this lady's joke.
This fucking beard epidemic.
But they had to have to go and arrest her for abusing 911.
Go send somebody to her house and arrest this bitch.
How
bring
many
her in.
Stupid calls does 911 get a day?
Probably a lot.
A million?
I would think it's maybe not a million, but they probably get a bunch.
I can't believe that she got arrested for it. I mean,
911 has to change their whole marketing plan then, because they're calling themselves emergency services.
That's an emergency.
What's an emergency?
It says
to
right
you?
There on the side of the car, though, to serve and protect.
Yeah,
this woman was just looking for service.
Define an emergency.
I've
run out of cigarettes before. It's an emergency.
Could be.
Yeah.
While you're out getting me smokes, you want to pick me up a newspaper and a coffee too? Like, just stop at 7-Eleven for me, officer.
Grab me a Jugs magazine.
Bag of Doritos.
What, a Cool Ranch.
Put it on my tax tab.
Yeah, I pay your salary. Pick me up smokes.
I'm sure that always goes over well.
It'd be hot if the lady grabbed the smokes and slammed the door in his face, too. Thanks a lot, pig.
Was she offering to pay for the smokes?
It doesn't say here if she even offered to pay.
It'd be great if she was demanding them. Like, I pay taxes. I pay your salary.
Marlboro Light 100s.
I think it'd be unreasonable of the police if she wasn't demanding them, though. If she was just like, yo, buds. I'm out of smokes.
Yo, buds.
I know you guys can drive right now. I can't. I'm going to do the community a service, and I'm going to go and not drive and get smokes. So since I'm doing your job and doing the community a service, why don't you pick me up those smokes and bring them over here?
Right? You know, I guess the cops kind of do got to lock her ass up, because if they let that go and
it's only going to escalate,
then like teenage kids would be like, yeah, bring me some weed, pig, click. Like, I don't know. It'll get out of hand. But you know what?
That's what you got a nightstick for.
I mean, I don't want the cops to get
you go tap on that door politely, and then you fucking knock some heads in.
I've never been on the opposite end of a police beating before. I wouldn't want to be on
probably
one.
Not pleasant.
No. You know they're not getting in trouble for it.
Police never get in trouble for people.
They barely got in trouble with the Rodney King beat. There were riots over it. I think two of those cops got fired. Like, that was it.
I've seen
suspended with pay or something.
I've seen riots in New York City at multiple like protests, but I won't even talk about those. I saw them at a concert at Tompkins Square Park. Police rolled in through every entrance. Like, some teenager threw a fucking 40 into the police's windshield, and then it was like riot squad came out, bro. They had fucking vans. They were beating people up. People fighting back, like, it was awesome. I hopped the fence. I was outside the park just drinking beers.
Was that beach thing you were telling me about?
No, it was a show in the city.
Oh, it was a show. All right.
Yeah, it was insane.
Well, we're going to move on to the next one here. This is another one that made me laugh. Shoe department staffer bites off tip of ex-girlfriend's big toe. So
he was like, I think you're a size.
Now, did they
I'm going to read this one because this one fucking is nuts.
All right, let's hear it.
A New Mexico man employed part-time in the shoe department of a store in Santa Fe is accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's house earlier this month and biting off the tip of her toe. Daniel Anaya, 27, allegedly asked the woman first if he could smell her feet, but then threw her to the ground, stripped off her shoes and socks, and began biting. And he essentially bit the fucking tip of her toe off. Like, it got nasty.
This was his girlfriend?
This is a shoe... foot fetish gone wrong.
I mean, this is foot assault.
That's like heaven for a guy with a foot fetish. He's working at a lady's shoe store.
And it's his ex-girlfriend, so he busted in her house and was like, let me smell your feet.
Should have just killed the cat.
Yeah. He's got his whole stalking thing all wrong. I mean, you're going to get arrested if you just blatantly kick open a person's door and bite off their toe. Like,
I'm never one to understand the foot fetish I like. Feet
like
kind of
endless
stinky.
Joy, though. Like, the door flies open. Let me smell your feet!
No, it's beyond that.
I'd
it's,
like,
wow, give me them tippy toes!
Like, right. Yeah, smell my feet, motherfucker.
The point is, he just had to take a chomp out of it.
It was like Al Bundy? Like, what the
somebody
fuck?
Bites my foot, that's a whole different story. But I smell my feet, I guess so. But if it's good for you, that's weird for me, though, man. Like, I don't know. I'm not into the feet thing. They stink.
Yeah. I'm not a Bigfoot guy.
Who gives a shit about feet?
Whatever. Like, some women have sexy feet. I'll give you that. But
no,
like,
I've never been turned on by feet. I noticed some girls ugly feet.
Oh, of course. There's two sides of the spectrum.
Club foot.
I was just about to say that. And I was like, some women have sexy feet. And then there's other women who have, like, grotesque feet. And then there's everything in between. Who cares?
Like, damn, but you got feet like a homeless person. Like, I don't know.
If I'm seeing your feet, there's fucking something wrong here.
Not if you're seeing your feet?
Like, if I'm, like, focusing on her feet, there's something wrong.
Woo-hoo. Oh, I mean, like, it's a bad thing?
Yeah. Then there's not much there else to focus on.
You know, I think girls are sexy from head to toe.
No, or you got something fucking wrong upstairs.
I think girls are sexy from head to toe, but the feet doesn't really do anything for
them. Why focus on the feet? There's, like, boobs, butts.
Tarantino.
There's all sorts of good shit.
Tarantino apparently is obsessed with girls' feet. That's why he caught that Dance by Selma Hayek in Dust Till Dawn.
Really?
It was all foot fetish shit?
He's a foot fetish guy.
Wow.
That's why I remember when she poured the fucking drink down her foot and put it in his mouth.
Yeah.
I guess I really shouldn't knock it. I mean, everyone's got their thing.
Everyone's got a thing, I guess. But
yeah, I'm just saying I personally don't understand it.
To the point of kicking a door down and needing a nibble?
Like,
that's a little nuts.
Yo, in the heat of passion, anything kind of goes with me, but...
Let me smell your feet. Where's your cat?
I'm not gonna ask to smell the feet. If I'm asked... To smell her feet, I might consider it, I guess. But I wouldn't know what to do there, Beck. Your feet stink.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to grow some stinky feet. Like, you got to take care of your feet. I mean, those are precious. I mean, you wouldn't be able to walk without them.
You tell me your feet don't stink?
Oh, I don't give a shit. I'm just... I walk around all day in the city. My feet, when I take off my shoes, it's just like, oh, thank God. Let the feet breathe and whatever.
Yeah, man, I think everyone has stinky feet. If you wear shoes,
you
and
know
socks
who has
all
got
day?
Real stinky feet is the Greeks. They got retarded stinky feet.
If it's racist, Brian,
what do they put onions in their shoes?
Well, they're dealing with all that sauce all day, and then they almost all of them work at diners. They're on the feet like all day.
Almost all Greek people work at diners.
Do you even know a Greek person doesn't work at a diner?
Yes.
No, none.
I know a couple.
I definitely don't.
What is their occupation?
The one that you also mutually know is a musician.
Who the hell is that?
Tony from Blue Movie.
That guy's feet stinks. I'll tell you that much. The guy is basically Valky Bartokomus, bro. Like,
he's a musician?
Yeah.
Sounds like you might need to get him a job at a diner.
He made his money... He made his vast fortune on diners, though. Like, this is how he made his money. Now he's a musician now, but he had a lot of diners.
He's saying his diners being handled in his family.
Yeah,
let's jump off here before Brian goes.
Well, first of all, he's Greek. I thought
he was
like
crazy Greek.
No, I thought he was that type of weird European, like the guy from The Room, where you had couldn't
dubious
really pinpoint it.
European descent,
like Eastern European.
Yeah, the guys who fight Bruce Willis, that kind of fucking.
He
Greek.
Could pass for that, but his last name, his real last name, is some crazy Greek. I don't even know it.
Is that his last name, some crazy Greek?
It might be Greek for that. All right, let's move to the next one. All right, this is back to New York now, back to our part of the world. A little bit more upstate, but drunken joker arrested in New York Applebee's. Essentially, a dude rolled into an Applebee's, again, this is upstate, in full Joker regalia. Green wig, face paint.
The Ledger Joker?
The Heath Ledger Joker. And he was shit-faced, and he just started randomly screaming and harassing all the customers for money.
For money?
Yeah.
He would have got his face knocked off.
So this guy just rolls in. He had no money on him, so apparently he needed it for something, and was eventually taken away and arrested.
The Joker needs a cheeseburger deluxe.
I want me this Frank steak.
Want to know how I got these onion rings?
So he got arrested?
He got arrested and taken away for a mental evaluation. Did
Batman bring him down?
I like to think so.
Did a drunk Batman show up and try to fight him?
It was a stoned Batman.
It was an old Batman.
Drunk Batman showed up, threw up on the floor, dragged him out.
Joker, stay away from their quesadillas.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody just stood up and fucking caught
him. How do you not hit this guy?
I'm like, dude, you need to
get a 24-year-old kid. You just
Oh,
hit him in the face.
That would That would be my favorite day ever, because you know, as soon as you slug that guy, you're getting whatever you ordered for free.
No, so, you're good to go, bro. Yes. Thanks for knocking out that asshole.
Yeah. So as soon as this guy starts pushing in people's faces, that's when you got to get involved, man. You just stand up, give him one good shot.
And then if he's looking up at you, you have no choice but to go, why so serious?
I mean, I'm saying you only have to give him one good shot. I would fucking pound that guy.
Speaking of,
I'd be like, you're dressed as
a
Joker.
And the second you hit him, dude, it's not like every other patron in the bar isn't going to rush to your aid. Pin the guy down.
Wouldn't even think
it's
about
be
that.
The amazing gang up beating of a fake ass Joker.
I would beat that guy to fucking death, though, man. I'd be like, you're supposed to be enjoying this, bitch. You're dressed as the Joker.
Speaking
he
of,
he loves getting beat up. I've read the comics.
Speaking of derelicts, about two Sundays ago, me and Ken went to a Clippers game, Clipper Knick game. We're outside the garden, he's smoking a butt, and some just fucking shitty drunk homeless man came over, got mad close, drooling down his whole beard, right? some black guy, right? And he was about to say something, and I was like, I'm good. Like, and I walked away from the guy, and then he was like, put his hand on Ken, brought him in for a hug, and Ken was giving him, like, a cigarette, and he's like, quota. Ken gave him all the change he had.
Bro, I would have gave that guy a shirt off my back to stop fucking touching me.
He had no words. He just had drool going down his mouth. And then it was all on his beard. He shocked the fuck out of him. He was just like, I'm like, yo, I'm good. Like, I don't want any of that.
How did you not hole up and hit that dude? You're talking a big game with the Joker here.
I mean, the Joker, that's a whole different story. This guy wasn't fucking assaulting me.
This guy had a...
He seemed in good spirits.
He was just having a good old night.
And it's also fucking New York City. If you walk outside of Penn Station, you gotta be expected to be asked for cigarettes and or quarters. It just caught me off guard how fucking
fucked up that guy. Dude, the guy probably had throw up in his beard probably.
Nah, man.
He had a full load of Duke in his pants, and he had probably cum in his on the other side, bro. Like, he was just
all hugging up on
it. I didn't study it like that. And I also have a fucking soft spot in my heart for the homeless. I would never hit a homeless guy.
That's very.
I think that's fucked
very
up.
Very benevolent of you, but please tell me you at least burned the shirt you were wearing afterwards.
I'm not even wash it, bro.
I have a 180. I work in the city, dude. I hate the homeless uncontrollably. Like,
nah, you're a fucked up bastard, then.
Nah.
You should fucking give the homeless a couple quarters. Fucking,
I would give the
a
guy
a dollar here and there.
No, never. I would get, like, if there was a guy collecting money for euthanize the homeless, I'd give him like whatever I had on me. I'd be like, yeah, there you go.
You're a fucked up individual, bro.
I'm doing them all a favor. Nah. What? Come on, man. They're just living on the streets all the time.
Down on their luck, man.
They're way down. They're beyond down the luck.
You ever talk to a homeless? Every homeless guy's got a story, bro. It's insane.
A lot of them are pretty interesting.
Fucking brilliant. It's heartbreaking. Yeah, hell yeah. I've heard too many of them. Stupid heartbreaking. And as you're handing them money, they're fucking, I don't want to get into it. I got a soft spot in my heart for the homeless, though, man.
Oh, you plan to be one day? What the fuck?
Stacking his
That's
pants.
The life.
Look, man, go.
Just in case. He's got to build up some good karma.
That's the life. You know how comfortable it is sleeping on a city street with some fucking newspaper?
It's not at all. If I dropped anything on the street, it'd just be dead to me.
Dude, wind blowing down your back, beautiful.
Those people look miserable.
Sound of pigeons in the morning.
They're derelict. Some of these
sleeping
people.
On a nice sewer grate. So
you, bro. They're
air.
Living the life.
They're not living the life at all.
They don't pay taxes.
They don't have teeth.
They don't got to go to jury duty.
They don't have
small price to pay, dude.
They like have no clothes. Basically, they just like I've seen a fucking homeless guy who was fat as fuck somehow, and he's wearing like kids clothes, and they had no shoes. And he was just passed out, stinking all over one side of the subway. And like, I'm like, how's the guy get on the subway? Like, he didn't hop this turnstile. Like,
I had a few quarters fucking through, man. That's
what is it, 1980? Who the fuck has quarters in the subway?
Do they even take quarters anymore?
No, they don't take
it's
quarters.
Tokens and the
no tokens. It's just a fucking little card.
But I'm sure
he probably fell asleep on the tracks. Got up, dusted himself off.
What are you, both stupid? Of course you can put quarters into the fucking machine.
It's never come up because I have more than a few quarters.
The machine? Where you buy?
Yeah,
you
buy a fucking Metro card.
I thought you meant like quarters in the little turnstiles, like back in the day, like the tokens.
Oh no,
that's what I'm picturing.
Oh, you're talking like the little subway tokens? Yeah, it's like the '80s, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That's what was baffling to me.
Yeah, these are.
I'm talking like. He probably goes in, puts a few quarters into the machine, fucking whatever it is, $2.25, buys a ride, doesn't use the ride, and just sleeps on the floor.
They just need to crowd all those people up and then fucking
do what with them?
Was it like a catapult? Just catapult them out into the Hudson. Just fucking At least they catch a bath. I don't know,
not
man.
Zombies. You can't just.
They are zombies, basically. They fucking.
They're people.
They only say two words to you. They're like, change, help. Like.
I bet you there's plenty of homeless people in the city who are fucking way smarter and probably potentially more useful than any of us.
No.
Yep.
If they were smarter, they go get themselves a nice fucking bed or a better job than being asking for change. Like, or they move south where it's warm. Like,
I don't know.
Get on a boxcar, man. What?
Wrong.
I get on a boxcar down south.
Maybe not. You're right. Maybe not.
Brian's just picturing him walking around with a bindle.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe they're not as productive or smart as me and Pete, but they're definitely more productive and smart than
No, they're still. Yo, because you could fit. You could assimilate
potentially.
Almost,
I said potentially, too.
No, go on a fucking boxcar. Take your ass to Jacksonville. You would assimilate almost seamlessly into Jacksonville.
You don't know what potentially means, do you?
Potentially. I'm potentially about to jump on the table and hit you with your love of homeless.
If karma is a real thing, then Brian better watch out that one day he's not homeless in a subway sleeping next to a Greek dude with
sticky
feet.
I would never be homeless. I'd go take a boxcar down to Jacksonville and live like a king.
You wouldn't even know where to catch one of those.
What are you talking about? I'd just go to the yard and fucking...
What yard?
There's a fucking yard in Penn Station. They have Amtrak cars.
I would love to see you get in there.
You can just walk down the tracks. I'm stopping you. They live in the little subway tunnels, those people.
Right, let's get off the homeless for a few minutes.
All right.
I feel bad for them.
They do live in the subway tunnels. I read a book about that.
I'm sure they do. I've read books about it.
Yeah, the mole people, man.
Am I the only one who's
fucking Morlocks?
Yeah. Am I the only one who hasn't read a book about subway homeless people?
Mine was science fiction, I believe.
Oh, the Chuds?
Chuds.
The Chuds.
Mine was fucking real deal, man. It's called The Mole People. Look it up. It's about the fucking homeless people that live in the subway system.
Oh, my God.
Dude, this lady reporter, like, went in and, like, interviewed guys. Her accounts are insane. There's, like, whole places under, like, the city that some of them, like, she said there was, like, 200 people in a community.
Fucking 200?
They had kids. They had kids down there with running water and fucking power.
They're called the Morlocks, and they fight the X-Men once in a while.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bro, buy the book and read it. It's a short read. It's like 150, 200 pages.
The Mole People?
She's an investigative journalist.
It's called The Mole People?
It's called The Mole People.
I'm going to read that.
Yeah. It's a good read. It's super interesting, and it's fucking insane. She meets up. I'll tell you a little bit about it. She meets up with like a black homeless dude. And he ends up like guiding her through the subway system. So he tells her, he's like, you know, I'm one of the good people. He's like, it's dangerous down there. He's like, you know, I'll show you what you want to see. So he like started showing her around and stuff like that. And then he got like really weird towards her, and like tried to like keep her away. So she still kept going back there. And like, I'm not gonna ruin it for you guys because you want to read it now. But it's fucking insane how it ends and like the shit that she went through. Insane.
Dang,
and that's all going on under the city streets all day long as you're walking to work, as you're working, as, you know.
They need to go down there with some type of
gas. They probably couldn't find them, bro.
Just let them be. They're not. They have their subterranean
city.
The
mole people will rise. What are you talking about? Did you ever see the movie Chuds where they come up through your fucking walls and shit?
You let them hang out down there until the nuclear war, and then you worry.
Then
they
rule
mutated
the world?
And weird.
Yeah,
then they've earned it.
All you got to do is go over to your grandfather's house and grab that can of mace. You'll be all right.
Kind of like bear mace.
The foam kind. Is that the nastiest kind, the foam?
I don't know.
Seems like it.
I would imagine. It looks pretty brutal.
It seems like it would be the easiest to wash off, though.
Yeah, but you'd scrub it in more than
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's like shampoo when you get shampoo in your eyes.
Yeah, you don't touch it. You got to wash it off.
Yeah, but what's your instinct to do?
Yeah, I mean, you're saying like the police are doing it to me, that's a whole different thing. I want nothing to do with that.
What the hell were we talking about? Stupid people.
Yeah, we're back on stupid people. Well,
Texas.
Somehow we got from
the
Joker
great state of
at
Texas.
Applebee's. To,
the Joker.
To,
oh,
let's,
my
let's,
God.
All we're, right. We're done with that one.
Fuck him.
Before we do our last stupid people, I just want to ask you guys opinions on celebrity chefs. Do you follow any of these assholes?
What do you mean follow? Like,
my brother's big into celebrity chefs, and I don't get the idea of watching Food Network and being like...
I like watching that semi-chubby mofo go to take all the food challenges.
Okay, I don't know which one that is.
But Adam...
Oh, that's a good show.
It's Man vs. Food.
Man vs. Food, okay.
But he tries to take down these food challenges all over the country.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
But I don't care about him at all. Like,
well, the reason I bring it up is the last stupid person is Guy Fieri.
Oh, I read something about this.
This is the guy with the dumbass spike tips.
Yeah.
The blonde hair and the fucking goatee and shit.
Yeah. Well, he opened a restaurant in New York, and it's been critically panned all throughout, and... it's actually a pretty funny story if you go back and just read the history of like the New York Times review of this place. But what he stupidly forgot to do is register the domain name for Guy's American Kitchen and Bar, which somebody from the internet proudly did. And they put up a fake menu, which is amazing. And I'd like to read for you guys a few suggestions. So you could picture the guy in your head, heavyset dude, bad spiked hair, looks like a bad 90s throwback.
Right.
These include meals like football, the meal. Warm, broken hamburgers served in a clear plastic bag enclosed in a large black trash bag thrown at you from 40 yards. The Super Bowl Bash Bro Day, which is a bidet jammed to the brim with bubbling, overflowing Velveeta over a hidden layer of hamburger-fisted pigskins and generous sprinkling of Dirty South couch crumbs. The bidet is an MP3 player that plays Smash Mouth while you eat, serves one.
Guy does look like the guy from Smash Mouth.
He does.
I love all of these. Somebody took some real time and some actual design skill and put this together.
Well, they're trying to make a couple bucks on that. They want him to buy that, obviously.
Buy these meals?
They want him to buy the domain name.
Oh, of course they do. They're going to squat on it for a while.
Oh, hell yeah. Make them pay some money for it. But that's genius. Because that's like the fucking marketing department's worst thing. Like, if you type in Guy's American Bar or whatever.
And it takes you to this thing?
Yeah, you're like...
Where you could get a meal called the Hobo Lobo Bordello Slam Jam Appetizer.
Somebody got fired for that.
38 ounces of super saddened cheese gutted wolf meat,
nice.
Lambasted with honey pickled wasabi, pile drive it into an Ed Hardy designed bucket, sprayed with Axe body spray, and finished with a demi-glaze of thick and funky mushroom dribblings.
What does one of those go for?
Oh, that one's $49.95.
Nice. You get new mouths.
The Ed Hardy designer bucket alone is worth that.
That's pretty much it. I encourage anybody to check out this website and just read this menu.
So why doesn't Guy Fieri just change his stupid name on the restaurant instead of dealing with this moron?
Because he bought a restaurant. He made a restaurant.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, why doesn't he just change the name? Like,
of the restaurant?
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to change the sign than deal with a fake website.
Guy Fieri, he's pretty famous. Like, he could just be
just a sign, though. Like,
he's more likely to shell out a few bucks to buy this web domain.
Yeah, a couple thousand dollars as opposed to, like, all the fees that it would cost, like, legally to change his name, to get it changed on, like, the liquor license and shit like that. Like, you're not thinking about all that shit.
Out of principle, I would just change
the name. You would do it out of sheer spite?
Yes.
Probably forget to buy the new domain name, too.
No, well, that would be the first thing I did. Was buy the I'd buy the domain name of the new name of the restaurant, but I'd be like, look, kid, I'm not giving you any money. Like,
yeah, you go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I refuse to pay you.
I would sue him for fucking defamation of character after that too. Like, he made up this whole weird thing about me. I don't like it.
I do not look like the guy from Smash Mouth.
All right, you want to do some movies?
Let's do the movies of the week. What we got?
All right, not that much this week as usual because we are in the slow season, but I found two that were pretty wide
We're
releases.
Almost getting out of February now. We're getting to March. The spring releases get a little bit better.
I figure April, May, they're going to start.
May is the starts the real
summer movie season, but right now we only got two this week. First one is Snitch, which
The Rock.
Ken instantly hates due to the title.
No, he loves it. He loves snitching.
But it's The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, stars as a father whose teenage son is wrongly accused of drug distribution crime and is looking at a man, blah, 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 and he gets revenge.
Lesson learned here, don't fuck with The Rock.
No, dude, they got Dwayne Johnson in that shit, and they got Shane from Walking Dead in that.
Oh, he's in that too?
Yeah,
I'm saying, somebody's going to learn a lesson.
Whatever his name?
Yeah.
Something like that.
The only other thing I've ever seen that guy in was like an episode of Law & Order.
Oh,
cheesy 80s mullet.
I've never even seen him in anything else.
He was in How I Met Your Mother, like one of the first couple episodes of that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was like, oh, dude, a chain. It doesn't look too bad. It's like he basically gets his, he has to work for, I guess the Federales, whatever, to stop this drug cartel, and
goes undercover.
Yeah.
As an informant.
And it looks
or
like,
a snitch.
It looks like there's going to be some good action in it. It doesn't look like it's, I always
like
The Rock.
I would watch this because I like The Rock, and even like movies that flew under radar, like Faster, were really good to me.
Plus,
that
guy, I forget the actor's name, but Shane, he was really great too in The Walking Dead.
He was great on the show.
Yeah, so there's got a couple actors I like, and it looks like it's got some action in it.
Now, I couldn't get Rotten Tomato scores because we're recording this a little earlier than usual, so they're not up yet. But of the few reviews that were there, there is an 80%, which is a little too early to tell.
All right, so let's even they take it down a peg. You're looking at like around 60?
60, 50, who knows? Right. When the more reviews that come in, the
it ain't 12.
It like, could be a 12. Could be 180% review, and then like 90 more tens come in.
Someone liked it a good amount. That's one guy. He just liked it. It's all right. It's good. It's not that bad.
We'll go off his opinion.
Yeah, I would watch it. I might even go see it this weekend. Fuck it.
Ken, how do you feel with the name like Snitch?
I mean,
what if they're just killing snitches?
Listen.
No, the Rock is the snitch.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson knows the consequences of snitching, and he's willing to go in there and fight the cartel. I'm sure he's going to shoot at him. He might even swing a piece of lumber at him, knowing Dwayne The Rock Johnson. So knowing all that and putting it into perspective, I'm going to say that it's okay to snitch in that instance.
Okay.
As long as you're willing to accept the consequences of snitching. Like, if you're going to snitch and then fight off everybody who comes after you for the rest of your life, then all right, whatever. But if you're going to snitch and then complain about assassins coming after you and contract killers and yeah, that's when you're a bitch.
So what do you think about it, Pete?
I'll check this out. I would check this out.
I like the actors in it. It looks like good.
You could always sit down through a Rock movie.
Through a Rock movie, you turn your brain off, you have some fun.
Yeah, man.
This one I can get behind because it doesn't seem overly ridiculous and it looks like it's got some decent set pieces.
Cool, man. So we're all in agreement that it looks pretty all right.
Hey, that's like the first time we've all agreed on a movie.
I might even pay to see it.
Yeah, I actually saw a a review of Die Hard.
Yeah.
Actually, Die Hard, what's that Schwarzenegger film and the
Last Stand
and the Stallone movie, right? It was all three of them in one. The Anger Video Game there did it, and he said, man, like all three of those movies, they're all pretty
I've
good.
Heard things about each of them that they are all of them in their own right silly enough to be enjoyable. But
they
not
said
to be
that
taken seriously.
The Stallone one I heard was it was supposed to be serious, but it's so silly that it's like kind of like awesome.
I heard the Schwarzenegger one is bonkers.
Yeah,
I heard it's like ridiculously silly and bad acted, and the dialogue is so bad that you can't help but enjoy it.
Yeah,
because it's just that weird.
Just as long as I see those three guys, like I might want to see Die Hard this weekend, just for the simple fact that you know I've seen them all basically.
I have no excitement in me.
Well, I heard that the action in that is really good. The story is whatever.
You don't really watch modern diehards for the storyline.
The only thing I hope it doesn't kind of copycat is the fact that Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, where they brought in like a kid character.
Yeah, I saw that with the son.
Don't want that. But as long as McClane is murdering people.
I am looking forward, though, to get into the movie season where the action stars are under 50.
Well, are there really? Who's an action star under 50?
There's got to be somebody left.
Channing Tatum or so?
Is he an action star?
The Rock.
He was in G.I.
Joe. We got The Rock.
The Rock. But there's no real action stars. There's like no one who does like those movies. The guy in the Stallone flick, he's kind of becoming like an action star.
Which one?
Well, the fucking guy from Khal Drogo, whatever. Khal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The, what's his
name?
Jason Momoa. Khal
Drogo's going to be an action star?
He is becoming one. He was in the Conan movie. He's in this other movie.
He just got a part in the new Marvel movie, Guardians of the Galaxy. He's playing Drax the Destroyer.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
It's a super obscure comic that I can't believe they're making into a movie, especially a big budget movie.
Like Daredevil?
Oh, less known than Daredevil.
The Blind Hero.
I'd never heard of Daredevil.
The Guardians of the Galaxy are this group of, like, essentially space adventurers whose members include like your average hero, your normal hero, who's called Star-Lord, but then it gets pretty weird. There's Drax the Destroyer, who's basically created to kill Thanos. Then you have Groot the Living Tree, whose only words he ever says are "I am Groot."
Are you speaking English, bro?
Yeah.
And
this is all dead serious. And then the last one is Rocket Raccoon, who is literally a raccoon with two giant guns.
It's Cartman.
And he speaks like
the king.
I hear he's going to be speaking with an Australian accent for some reason.
That's pretty wild.
It's going to be ridiculous.
All right, so what's the
next movie? Next movie we got is Dark Skies, which is, I couldn't find too much about the plot, except that it's a supernatural thriller. It looks like they're trying to play it close to the vest, but it is from the producer of Paranormal Activity, Insidious, and Sinister. And the ads to it don't look terrible.
I have literally heard nothing.
You haven't heard anything about it,
so I can't really like it or hate it. I have no idea what this is.
I have not been able to piece together what the fuck it's about. The only scene that I've seen on the commercial repeatedly is a bunch of birds flying into a window, which is kind of cool.
Oh, it's that thing?
Yeah, it's what I was telling you about.
I didn't see the commercial. You were telling me about it yesterday. Yeah.
Is that the one with Cersei Lannister?
I don't know if she's in it. I know, what's her name? Carrie Russell is in it.
Carrie Russell? I'm down on it.
No. Carrie Russell.
The other movies that the director Scott Stewart, the only other movies he did were that I could find were Priest and Legion. Neither of which I totally
cared for. Oh, my God, so that
for.
One guy's going to be in this movie, you think?
Fucking awful.
Probably.
The guy from Priest and Legion?
Probably in there somewhere.
It's going to be terrible. I'm going to say that horror movies as a whole suck these days.
You got to go more obscure with them. You can't do these wide-release ones because half of them are PG-13 and no good.
I'd rather just like watch an old-school slasher flick.
Any day of the week, I would.
Cabin in the Woods is really good.
Cabin in the Woods
I would
was
even
good.
Rather watch a fucking...
Did you see that, though?
Cabin in the Woods...
Dude, you gotta watch that. That's amazing.
No, you got that's really awesome.
Whack.
The twist in that is just insane. It's
fuck that.
Worth it on so many levels.
Mm. A cabin in the woods.
Yeah,
it's you'll never.
Dude, you can't take that at face value.
I'm not gonna tell you anything about it.
I can't tell you what.
I don't even want to know anything about it because it sounds stupid.
It's amazing, dude. It's one of the best movies of last year.
It's probably one of the better horror movies I've seen in a long time. And it's the twists that they
really
give you
just
are just
not even say much though.
Well, what the movie starts out as and what it ends as, you would never guess in a million years.
Two very different things.
And it's funny, and it's got good action in it, and it's got a whole load of monsters.
And it takes the idea of most horror movies and really breaks them down. And
it's pretty good.
Has some fun with the genre. It's I don't want to say too much because I don't want to ruin it in the event that you do watch it. I'm going to tell you off air. I'm going to tell you all about it off air. I'm going to spoil the shit out of it.
If you can't avoid Chernobyl Diaries, then we stop.
Oh, that's awful.
Then we stop.
Yeah, unless it's about zombies, I don't even want to hear about it.
Chernobyl Diaries was kind of about zombies.
Technically, Cabin in the Woods had zombies. Redneck zombies. It's very different from other zombies, according
I'm
to the
fucking
movie.
Even more hateful towards redneck zombies.
Yeah, see, you're hating without even giving it a shot.
All right, so.
That's my job.
Anything
you guys have seen this week that you want to review or recommend?
We actually saw Wreck-It Ralph and Man with the Iron Fists.
Oh, man.
Both enjoyable.
Both great flicks.
Wreck-It
awesome.
Ralph is amazing. Man with the Iron Fist is ridiculous. That makes it great.
I think I enjoyed Man with the Iron Fist more than I enjoyed Wreck-It Ralph.
That was like the most enjoyable movie I've watched in a while.
It's ridiculous, right?
The RZA punches some guy's head off, bro. He hits him with an uppercut and the guy's head
Johnny
comes
Cages
off.
Him, bro.
Johnny Cages him.
Fucking,
I just love the character name so much. Like I was telling you the other day, I know why Russell Crowe took that part. He's just drunk in bed with naked Asian girls.
Hell yeah.
In every scene.
Ladies,
bro,
silk.
Right in the beginning where that guy's mouthing off to him and then he cuts his chest open with that fucking gun knife thing.
Oh, you're talking about the angry hippo?
The gun scissor knife?
God, that thing was insane. That was like you could have given me 1,000 scenarios. The last thing I would have thought he was you to fucking cut him up like a set of ribs.
Yeah, like
he literally splits him down the middle with it. Great.
I love the bad dubbing to make it like feel more like a 70s kung fu flick.
And the crazy like wire fighting.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I liked how it knew what it was. It knew it was like a ridiculous movie, and it just went bonkers for everything they did.
Yeah, but I like the story, though, man. The escaped slave, like fucking running away, fucking ends up in China.
The voiceover always makes me laugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hell, and
just because it's ancient. Where is it? Ancient China or some shit.
Yeah, like
and the RZA is narrating it like these motherfuckers don't know who they fucking with.
They got motherfucking Gatling.
And then it
gun.
Cuts
best
into a Wu Tang song.
Time.
Oh,
best
they had a lot of good
all
tracks
time.
On that. Well, with they had Shame on a Nigga on that.
That was the opening fight.
Yeah,
scene, bro.
That was actually
just
right.
Like, yeah,
with a what's his name? It's been a while. Since
it was
I've
like
seen
Gold Lion,
it. Gold Lion,
Gold Lion, Lion Silver Lion, and Bronze Lion.
Yeah.
They were all rocking up everybody.
Yeah.
And remember that guy ripped his fucking skin off his arms down to his elbows?
Ripped his arms off.
Dude, it was so awesome and violent, and that's...
And
I just loved it.
It's campy violence, too.
Oh, yeah. It's over-the-top violence.
It's like Kill Bill spraying blood everywhere.
And even Batista wasn't a terrible character.
Yeah, usually...
He was one of my favorites because he looked cool.
He
turned bronze,
cool, yeah.
When he actually hulked out into his bronze body form, that was awesome.
That was a really good movie. I really enjoyed it. We also watched Wreck-It Ralph, and we were just coming off the high of the other movie that was so violent. So I liked the other movie better just because I was maybe in the right mind frame. But Wreck-It Ralph was a great movie too. It was
super enjoyable.
Yeah, it was just like all those movies.
Yeah, it's hard not to, especially guys our age who grew up in the video game culture. It's hard to not be delighted, especially by the beginning of that movie.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Where they're just cutting through all the different games and everything.
I like the little meetings they were having, talking about how like they're bad guys and that's all they are and shit. That was cute.
Their
like
affirmations.
Yeah.
I like even the whole, I mean, even the whole ending. I'm not going to ruin anything.
Oh, actually, no, the ending's great, too.
Fuck it, I can't ruin it.
I like how they add that little girl, she's a glitch, so she can't race.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of a cool story. Like, basically, his whole, he just wants to win a medal. Like, that's his whole deal, because the other guy wins a medal every time.
He won the medal, and then she takes it.
Yeah.
Well, he steals the medal.
No, he gets it. He was in battle.
Yeah, but he wasn't very good at it.
They didn't say you had to be, actually, yeah, you had to get to the top of the tower.
So, we actually enjoyed both those movies immensely.
Yeah, those were fun.
Yeah, I'm probably going to start this week probably checking out the Seven Psychopaths.
That was my recommendation last week.
And a watch, which you have also, you gave me.
Yeah, I gave you that one. If you like Seven Psychopaths, watch more of that guy's movies. Like, have you ever seen In Bruges?
No. Great fucking movie.
Same feel for both movies. Man. In Bruges is fantastic.
In Bruges is a great fucking movie.
What's that about?
It's these English mobsters. They're assassins, and one of them fucks up. Colin Farrell fucks up. So they send him to Bruges, which is in, like, where was it again? It's, like, in...
Bruges is in fucking...
Like, Denmark or something.
I think it's in... Yeah, or Holland. I think it's in Holland.
Yeah, so they send him there to hide out, and then the whole plot unfurls from there. But the scenes where he's just dicking around Bruges are the best.
Yeah.
When he's fucking with the Americans in front of that tower.
Dude, it was just an enjoyable movie.
This big fat guy walks in to, like, go to one of these tourist spots where you climb this tower.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't think you want to go in there. You're a fucking elephant. The guy's trying to chase him around, and he's getting winded as he's chasing him. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good one. My recommendation this week, I watched a weird-ass movie called John Dies at the End.
Oh, how was that?
It's bizarre.
It's based off
of a graphic novel, and it's by the director of Bubba Hotep.
That's awesome.
Phantasm. Movie. And it's so low-budget that the effects are awful. But it doesn't take away from the enjoyment of that movie.
How is Paul Giamatti in that?
He's a small role.
Oh, he's not really in it?
He's the guy that the main character's telling the story to, which has a great twist at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you can tell he's hamming it up with the rest of them. And
I love Paul
there's
Giamatti.
There's nothing this movie doesn't cover as far as, like, weird shit. There's a demon who inhabits somebody named Shitload, and then
Shitload.
An alternate dimension, and then there's a super smart dog, and... Like it's all over the fucking map. There's a weird drug called soy sauce that people take that gives them crazy abilities.
Is it Asian?
Well, he gets it from an Asian dude. No, actually, the Jamaican dude named Marley, which, of course, they reference, got it from a Chinese dude or something. It's so weird. You got to just watch it to take it in.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since Private Parts, I've loved Paul Giamatti.
Oh, he's the best.
Oh, he picked Pig Vomit.
Pig Vomit.
I love
the best part he did was at the end where he's like, yeah, I'm doing good out here after Howard. And he starts cursing him. He starts cursing his name and shit.
Fuck it. It's something.
He starts cussing.
It's like the jackhammer going off.
Yeah, man. We should go watch Private Parts again. I
watched it recently. It was on Netflix.
So
holds up
great.
Really good.
Yeah.
It was on one of the channels.
It was
one
on
the HBOs.
It was on Netflix.
Well,
that's why I watched it.
I watched it just because it was on one of the HBO channels one day.
I remember that's an old movie where I had it on VHS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how long
I think everybody our age had it.
Yeah. Remember how big of a deal that was when he came out with that? Where
it was huge.
Yeah. Well, he had two best-selling books.
What was the other one?
Miss America.
That was the one he showed up in the dress with?
Yeah, that was Miss America.
Yeah.
I read Private Parts before the movie came out. It's also a good read, actually.
That was. I really did enjoy that movie
a lot. Anything that comes out of the Stern Show is good, though, man. He does good work. He doesn't put anything out that he hasn't spent a million hours on.
That weird short list of people who were awesome in a movie and then just never did a movie.
He will not do a movie unless... Because I've heard him talk about it. He will not do a movie unless he gets a part that he wants. And
right.
Like right now, he wants to be in a superhero movie and he wants to be the bad guy.
He wants to be in like the real fart man or something?
No, he wants to be a bad guy in a superhero movie, which I think Stern could definitely play,
man. I
could
see that.
Right?
He's got a weird look. I mean,
yeah, like a supervillain.
I mean, what supervillain would you like? Even off the top of your head,
throw him in a Kick-Ass movie.
That movie you could
like
definitely
that,
buy him.
Something like that. It doesn't have to be like a Marvel movie or something like that. But just he wants to be a bad guy in like a movie like that.
I wish that he would definitely do more stuff that because I don't have XM, and I stopped listening to him basically once he left Clear Channel. I know that he took millions of people with him.
Oh, big time.
I have it myself. Stern is fucking awesome, man. It's worth it.
He's still going strong.
I listen to
today.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And even after Artie left, because Artie was...
He was in
dude,
a bad
that,
way.
Yeah, dude, that guy was... He was in a bad way, but he was still top of his game, man.
He's,
that guy was funny.
He's got a radio show now.
Yeah, I haven't been able
Nick
to...
Nick DiPaolo.
And two of those guys are ridiculously funny.
He actually got in trouble recently because he was recording the show, didn't want to get up to use the bathroom, so he pissed in a bucket and then told his female intern, like, yo, clean that up. He was pissing all over the place. And they actually, like, suspended him for a while. And
really?
Yeah.
I heard that he does Stern doesn't do that many shows anymore just because he has so much vacation time. Like, I know I heard Opie and Anthony were kind of harping on it because they're like, we're basically the workhorse.
You gotta remember that he's, like, 60 years old now. And he signed the contract with Sirius for 5 years for whatever X amount of dollars. And after the 5 years, that, like... They fucked him around for a while. They said that, all right, if you get, if Sirius gets X amount of listeners, you get X amount of dollars. So when Sirius merged with XM, he was like, okay, fucking.
Pay me.
Yeah. Like, because it was like, you know, his contract was structured like this, and I'm sure it was like a couple times. Like, so if you got 10 million listeners, you get X amount of dollars. If you got 50 million listeners, you got X amount of dollars. If you got 100 million listeners, you got, you know? So. When they merged, they hit whatever number, and he was like, pay me. And they were like, oh, well, no, that doesn't count. Basically, like, a merger brought that about. So, and he was like, I gave you the ability to be the company that you are. Like, fucking pay me my money. So he took him to court and shit like that, and he wasn't going to re-sign that. But Stern's just, like, a good guy at the end of the day. Like, he just, you know, he would feel terrible about all the people working on a show that he puts out of a job.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, if you're the producer, if you're Gary Delabate, you get a job. But if you're the fucking schmo, you know, just being the engineer, if you're Scott the Pace or whatever, whoever the guy is, like.
Yeah. Well, look, what's his face? The guy on Boomer and Carton used to work for Opie and Anthony. Like, those big-name radio guys, the people who come through their shows go on to get really good jobs in the radio industry.
Yeah.
Who's the guy on Boomer and Carton? He used to be on... Oh my god, Opie and Anthony.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I forget his stupid name. He's got that stupid little whiny voice.
I just started listening to him.
Boomer?
Recently. Yeah.
I just totally forget this guy's name. Yeah, man, but I want to get XM, but I just have so many podcasts I listen to. There's so much free shit out there.
Yeah. Definitely not Star for Entertainment, where I want to take another, you know, paid service.
And I've already gone so long without his ass. Like, I've gone since, I think, what did he leave? Like, 2003 he left?
Probably around there. I was in college.
It was about 2003, 2002 his ass left. And that's when I
pretty
much...
it was like 2004.
2004, because I remember where I was working when they had the Howard Stern
January 1st, 2005 was the first day that he was officially on...
You're talking 8 years.
Serious, yeah.
I remember K-Rock, they were like, okay, we just lost Howard Stern. Let's go all talk radio.
I actually enjoyed that.
Yeah?
Diamond David Lee Roth?
No, I didn't listen to him. I listened to O&A were on there. I listened to Opie and Anthony for a while, and some of the other shows weren't bad. Penn Jillette had a
irreplaceable
show.
Irreplaceable, though. That guy.
Yeah, it's completely irreplaceable, yeah, but I listened to we're fucking doing a podcast.
No, but
I like talk O&A, radio.
Did you listen to the Doghouse? The Doghouse was great.
I didn't like that.
It was a terrible move when you lose the number one talk radio guy in radio, and then you decide to make yourself an old radio talk radio network. That's why they're fucking out of business, and they don't that radio station doesn't exist anymore in New York.
It's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Stern's an icon. That guy's irreplaceable.
Oh, yeah.
He's the best interviewer ever.
Well, he kind of changed pop culture in general. We're doing the stuff that we're doing
because of him.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally.
Like, he's definitely an influence on all of us.
And you know what the crazy thing is? He's not in the Radio Hall of Fame.
Well, because they don't want to put him in there.
Can you believe that, though? What do you mean they don't want to put him in there? He's the biggest thing to ever happen in radio.
I know, but these high and mighty
types.
The
single biggest thing
they're not going
to
acknowledge him.
They don't want to acknowledge.
How
the
reason do
they
not acknowledge that.
It's the reason it took forever to get the Sex Pistols in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
bro. That's
yeah,
not...
they made a difference and did something great, but they don't want to.
It wasn't the
it.
Stuff that they thought was great.
Exactly.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's not like even saying there's an elephant in the room. That's like saying you're not acknowledging like an elephant in a closet, bro. You're like all jammed up in there with an elephant. You're like everything's cool here. There's no elephant. Like Howard Stern was fucking broadcast all over the country, bro. His bestsellers, fucking best.
He's definitely probably the biggest person in radio.
Ever.
Of all time.
I mean, he has...
By a landslide.
millions and millions and millions.
Household name.
Oh, definitely. He's popular enough where the fucking stupid X Factor show paid him like $10 million.
Oh, no, it was
and he was
great
on it.
America's Got Talent, and it's the only time I've ever watched one of those shows.
And he was great on it.
And if they just let him do the whole show without the other two dingbats,
it would have been the best. His interaction with them, though. Like, Howard is just fucking Howard, man.
Was he making fun of those two?
A little bit.
A little bit. He wasn't. He was a much kindler, gentler Stern.
Who was the
used
other
to.
Two? Was it
Howie Mandel and
Sharon Osbourne?
Sharon Osbourne.
You could kick out Sharon Osbourne and bring back the Hoff because he's always funny to me.
I don't know.
I never watched the show.
I didn't give a shit about any of the other judges.
I think Piers Morgan replaced the Hoff, and then Stern replaced Piers Morgan because that guy's a fucking.
Because nobody likes Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
How does that guy have a job? Nobody likes him.
I don't know.
I think he's like hateable enough where people watch.
I don't get that.
That's just proof that there's too many lawyers in the fucking world, man.
Yeah.
Someone should kick his ass a while ago.
Well, let's keep this moving. Let's do some fill up my DVR and talk a little TV.
All right.
All right. So we got a couple premieres this week of new shows.
What do we got? First one.
You guys might be interested in. First one is a CW 11 show.
I'm already not interested.
Which instantly to me sounds awful. But the... subject matter is interesting. It's a show about a cult called The Cult.
I'm bored.
What struck me about this one is it's an interesting way to do the show, where it's a show within a show. So within the show itself, there's a reality show about this cult, which spurs on everybody gaining attention to it.
Trailer Park Boys did it.
Oh, they did. Fuck it.
Well, it has that guy, Nepper, Michael Nepper, I think his name is, from Prison Break. He was Teabag.
Like, are you really going to try to sell me on a CW 11 show?
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty much...
Arrow, I heard, is really good.
I've watched a few episodes. It's all right. If you're a comic book guy, you probably like it more than your average person.
And people are still watching Smallville. I don't know.
It's been over for a while now.
Like, people 10 still months. Watch it.
People were watching it.
I'm sure it's still on Netflix.
I'm like a huge comic book fan, and I never had any interest in that because Superman is boring.
Awful. It's Superman CW 11. If you're not showing me reruns of the fucking Fresh Prince or like Cheers or something like that, fuck off.
Well, I got one here for you, Ken. This is a new Discovery Channel show called Weed Country.
Oh,
it's a reality show.
You got my attention now. Is it about gardeners?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is Spidey senses a tingling?
It's a reality show which follows growers and distributors. And like all
you
this
really
shit.
Took you grinded your way through that word.
I was reading it as I was saying it, and I was reading it wrong. I was like distribution. But it's like all the shit they have to worry about, like SWAT teams showing up and shit like that.
That's got
to
be such a gambit. Like, you know, you get in there, you drinking your morning coffee, probably tea because you're fucking making weed and shit.
You're
just like
stupid heavy.
You're enjoying the countryside, and then fucking SWAT teams
enjoying a nice joint,
shooting your dog, fucking putting your face in the dirt, ripping up all your plants.
Definitely shooting your dog. That's the first thing that goes, your dog. They walk in, they're like, bam, all right, dog's down.
Dog's subdued.
Cops feel about dogs the way Ken feels about cats. That's like they hate fucking
unless you're in a canine unit, then they're your partner.
They probably shoot those dogs and then eyeball their own dogs.
Yeah, they're like, see
what happens when you don't behave.
Yeah. This could be you one day.
Yeah.
Regardless, with this show, I can't bring myself to watch a reality show no matter what it's
no,
about.
No, that's about what it's about. Was the
it's about
distribution
weed.
Of weed, right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It's on the History Channel.
Discovery
History makes good shit, man.
Fucking Swamp People is. I'm still gonna stand strong behind Swamp People. It's
I'm
on
tired
Thursday
of looking at
night.
Rednecks on TV.
Oh, dude, these guys are crazy.
They're not just rednecks. Like, these people are taking down beasts.
I don't care.
Prehistoric beasts.
I just. Do not give a shit about.
They're not
shows.
Out there chopping wood like or fucking looking
well,
for
that
gold.
Shows I'm sure out there too.
No, that is a show. It's called like Lumberjacks.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I was making that up.
And there's people looking for gold in Alaska.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what Gold Rush is? It's written right here.
Yeah.
Gold Rush or Deadliest Catch.
They had a couple really good shows though, like
Deadliest Catch.
Mountain Men, about like the guys who live off the land. There was like three of them: one in North Carolina, one in Montana, one in Alaska.
The one in Montana.
That shit was crazy.
The one in Montana, was that the Unabomber?
No, he was a cowboy.
Oh, that's the Unabomber.
He was a retired cowboy.
All these shows seem so manufactured to me, and then they cut to the horrible talking heads where it's like a rednet.
Well, that one's not
a camera.
Now, let me get your opinion on something here. Can you retire from being a cowboy?
No.
That's just
you're
that,
born that
that's
way.
That's like trying to be like, I'm a retired badass.
So, somebody,
it's like, I'm a retired white guy. So, yeah. It doesn't work.
Somebody call up Kid Rock and ask him. I don't know. Seems like he fucking retired.
I think he went the other way. I think he went more cowboy because all of a sudden he was doing Southern rock.
All I know is that he...
With Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow somehow.
All I know
that
is
song
that
was good too,
he was... He, all I know is that he was the American badass and a cowboy, baby, and he's gone. So I think he retired.
He's probably still out there doing shit that we just don't care about.
I would still, for like $25, go see Kid Rock tonight.
Kid Rock probably puts on a good show.
If you told me there was a Kid Rock show tonight.
After his midget buddy died, that's when it all went south.
Yeah, but he has.
Yeah, that was his name. I couldn't think of it.
He has probably just a good situation. He married Pamela Anderson.
I'm the J-O-E to the C, ho. Call me Josie. Got more game than.
Do you know that little kid was just a fan that kept coming around and eventually just became part of the show?
Kid Rock was like rap. And then he put him on a fucking song, and
he was eventually
a fun little novelty of the late 90s, though.
Yo, that song that he did with Kid Rock was awesome. Double Without a Cause.
Oh, with the bang, da dang, diggy, do.
Oh, yeah. No, that song was good, too.
I'm the Bull God.
That whole album was good. Fuck you guys.
It wasn't bad. I'm not saying
that he's still.
Don't get it on Kid Rock.
I actually have that album. I just, he's gone.
He disappeared. He went country somewhere.
That song with Sheryl Crow was good, too, bro.
That was a good song.
Yeah.
Not my speed, but I will concede it was a good, solid song, just not my favorite
I was a fan
genre.
Of it. If you put it on now, I'd fucking I'd hold up a ladder.
Hey, Kid Rock, come back, man. We miss you, Kid Rock.
Yeah,
why don't
man.
You ball with a bob back
Yo,
into our
actually,
lives?
Ball with a bob back.
I heard a really cool thing about Kid Rock. He was actually on Stern promoting this. He, again, me with Stern, I'm a fucking homer for Stern. But he was on Stern fucking promoting. He had a beer company called Badass Beer or something like that. And, he was doing something really cool in Detroit at all the stadiums. He got a contract to sell his beer, and he was only selling it for like $5. He wasn't trying to make a profit on the beer.
You trying to get rides to him soon?
Nah, he was trying to fucking sell moderately priced beer at the stadiums, and it was like a hit.
That.
But the guy that he was like partners with fucked the company over.
Seriously.
See, but he like started it back up, and they're about to be back out, I think.
Bro, that is the biggest charity of all, moderately priced beer at a stadium.
And he brews the beer in Detroit, man. It's a big brewery in Detroit.
Creating
like,
jobs in
creating
a downtrodden city.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, you can't ask for more.
Okay,
that's American.
Yeah.
Somehow we went from TV to Kid Rock. I don't know how this keeps happening.
Well, I mean, something about Deadliest Catch or something.
Who gives a shit? Let's go into the one that I like talking about. Which is, let's talk about this week's Walking Dead episode.
Ah, great episode.
Oh, my God. We haven't even hit that yet?
Nope.
Shit.
We are there now.
Well,
initial thought, Ghost Lori has to go.
Gotta go. Oh, my
God. It's
so
bad.
How happy were you when real Lori died?
I was thrilled. Those are good. I don't have to look at her anymore.
Yeah, right?
She wasn't annoying me too much on the show.
She was so annoying. And now they keep bringing her back. Now Rick's useless because he's just wandering the woods looking for someone to hug.
No, if you actually listen to last episode... It kind of what happened, what I said was going to happen, and that they were going to get attacked, and now he's probably going to realize that he's got to take in Merle. He's got to take in fucking Michonne.
Well, that's
he's
where we ended up this episode, right? So
I think that was, the whole thing with Rick was hilarious, though. Like, it made me laugh a couple times in the episode.
It's silly. It's silly at this point.
Herschel was like, where were you, Rick? And Rick's like, I was getting stuff.
How much stuff do you got out there? A lot.
Doing things.
Yeah.
All
right, bud.
I just feel so bad for Axel. Even in the comic, he's a good guy, and he never sees that bullet.
Yeah. And you like him in this episode. You start to warm up to him, and then gone.
Right in the forehead.
Was it just me, or did you think they were kind of going to go the way of the other character, the crazy guy who, killed... You know,
where they chopped the heads off the kids?
Yeah, where he killed the kids.
I thought they were going to go there, but to be honest, for a little while there.
Maybe try to rape Carol or something
that.
Like, it was getting weird, and then just...
It seemed like they were kind of steering it that way, but I wasn't sure if they'd have the balls to do it.
Yeah. I definitely think once he was talking to Carol, I think that he was dead in my mind. Because I was like, Daryl's going to come back. There's no way Daryl's going to be hanging out. And then
you think, dude, maybe there'll be a love triangle kind of thing.
There's a love triangle. She's going to go for Daryl. Axel.
The guy who saved her life a dozen times.
Rick showed you how the love triangle ends. Stronger male kills the weaker one.
Wolf mentality.
Yeah,
man. I enjoyed this episode a lot. There was a super crazy gunfight. And then I loved how the governor, and this time, in the comic book, he takes the whole town to fight him. This time, he just takes his crew.
He can't take the town in this in the show.
Yeah, they're
see, average people.
In the show, they're average people. In the comic, they're more or less like they're just regular survivors that happen to just feel safe in the town.
Yeah.
Now, you brought up an interesting point when we were watching it. Is the masked fucking driver of that
masked
truck.
Masked driver, yeah. You brought this up to me, and I went back and looked, and I think you might be right.
Was she small of stature?
Small of stature, exactly.
Ooh. In the show this week, there was a zombie bus that busted through the gates and dropped off a whole load of zombies. And there's a character that came out, you know, fully dressed, kind of like Edge did when he fucking speared John Cena in that fucking ECW match.
That is a really specific reference.
Well, because he came out with a biker helmet. That's why I'm saying he came out in a full...
She was in protective gear.
Yeah. So she's all like, you know, you couldn't see who she was. And the only reason why I think that would happen... is that you kind of, like, don't... They're going to reveal, like, maybe next episode, a couple episodes from now, she'll take off that... You'll see her in that outfit, and you'll take off mask and be Andrea, and she chose the governor and that crew. Because in the comic, she never left, you know, Rick and those people for that long.
It never split this way.
Like, she has feelings, like, obviously for the governor, she's sleeping with him, and...
So you think she's toasted after the governor gets toasted?
It might go down there. I hope they don't go that route, because I like her in the comic. I want them to get to her. I want her with a sniper rifle on a tower.
All right, but, you know, granted,
that's how I want to
see. In the comic, she's a bad motherfucker,
right?
What
if they switch her with, like, Maggie?
Which they kind of sort of...
No, they kind of...
beefed up Maggie a lot in the show.
They kind of switched her with basically Dale. I mean, Daryl. Daryl is, like... In the show, it was...
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
In the show...
That's a really good point.
I always pictured Daryl being Tyrese's replacement, but now Daryl's
like
show.
Tyrese Abraham, like you know you could throw all those characters.
Well, I think
in.
You're going to see Abraham as Abraham.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
Andrew from the get go was never like she
That's
was.
That's a great storyline too. The whole Abraham.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorites.
I was so bummed out. Spoiler: when he caught that arrow, and
it wasn't an arrow; it was a bullet.
He caught a bullet. No, he caught an arrow to the
caught
head.
An arrow.
Oh yeah, it was an arrow. Yeah. It was an arrow.
Because he didn't kill him right away. He was just like he was talking about Rosita, and then he caught it. And he was just
it
like
mid sentence.
And I forget his last words, but it was something about Rosita.
And he finished the sentence. Yeah.
And he dropped down, and I was like, they just fucking murked Abraham, and he was one of my favorite characters, maybe besides.
We gotta stop talking about shit that hasn't even happened on the show that nobody knows what we're talking about.
People read the comic.
No, hopefully.
All right. Well, hopefully. Read the fucking comic, people.
I mean, we're talking about characters that aren't.
I know. I just
that don't exist.
All right. So let's go only back to the show.
I'd be pissed if, like, I heard this, and then next season he shows up, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but you see, I think everything in the show is a gambit because look, Dale lives for fucking like 70 comics in the comic book.
Outside of Rick and Carl, and I'm not even sure about this statement. Everybody's bound to die.
Oh yeah.
I think Carl is almost marked for death in the show. He's a kid. He's going to grow up right in front of your eyes. They're going to have to get rid of him some way.
His voice is already different.
He's significantly bigger than the first season.
They can't kill him. He's like such an
essential.
Of course
they can kill him. They killed Sophia.
Such an essential comic
character.
Carl
is so important to
the story. As far as the storyline?
Yeah.
They're going to have to progress the story, like the time period.
They're
going to
do what they did with this season where it takes place 8 months after the last season. That's how they got to play it.
I think that for real, you're going to see...
I'm not against seeing teenage Carl.
Basically, they're going to have to do what they had. That's why I think Sophia died, was because she came back the next season. She was like twice the size she was. She was like three, five, about 6 inches taller than Carl.
Yeah, she was taller than some of the women on the show.
I know.
Yeah.
They're like, sweetheart, you're dead. You know that, right? You just. But as far as this season goes in this particular episode, I think that masked character was Andrea, and she chose the governor. And you don't necessarily need her to be part of the crew. Because there's so many extra characters.
Yeah. Well, my prediction now is now that they've been attacked, they're going to go. And Rick's almost got his army. He's got both the Dixon brothers. He's probably going to have to take in Merle.
How great is going to be when Merle is part of that crew?
Absolutely.
It's great already.
It's awesome. When
I
they
love
both,
Michael Rooker.
When Rick's being attacked outside the prison and an arrow goes through that zombie's head, and then you see Merle charging up and taking out zombies,
if you
I was cheering.
Celebrate, you were un-American.
I was fist pumping.
That was... It was awesome, man. Like, because you obviously knew Rick wasn't going to get murked, but you didn't know how he was necessarily going to
get
saved.
But so now he's got both the Dixons. He's got Michonne, presumably.
If he gets Tyrese back.
So now I think they're going to seek out Tyrese's crew. And in the last episode, Tyrese said, if you need help with any other groups, we're here for you.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to seek them out, apologize, have them come in and be part of
this. They're
going
to have to kill those white folk.
What do you mean? The ones that we're with?
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of those guys is actually from the video game. His name is Ben.
That caught me off guard so bad when I heard that.
Is it really him, though?
It's really him. That's supposed to be the character from that game.
He's in the jacket and all that.
Uh, But yeah, they were
fucking a bad taste in my mouth about that game. Let's not talk about that ever again in front of me.
Our friend Ken got it for Christmas. Popped in his PS3, got into a car accident. The first scene where you put the shotgun shell in the shotgun, didn't even get to play it.
Didn't even see a shotgun in the shotgun. He fucking felt he was going down the hill, and my fucking PlayStation just died.
Oh fuck!
That is a fantastic.
That's a
game.
Terrible way for that game to go out. Yeah. Opening scene.
Fuck you guys. I don't even want to hear about it.
Oh, man. We should talk about that.
Let's
right
talk
now.
A lot yeah. about it.
Now, well, realistically, once you get a new system, the first chapter's for free. Download it and play it the whole way through. It's great.
I don't even want to see it at this point.
You definitely do.
You do.
It ruined my PlayStation 3.
Just get it on get it offline. Play it offline. Download it.
Nah.
$5, dude.
No.
You guys should play it on your phone.
This is stubborn. You're like, fuck Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Fuck Walking Dead game.
No.
Fuck cats.
No means no, Pete.
God. So, I mean, this week for Walking Dead, it started off like a little like...
It went slow, but the bridge scene was cool.
Oh, where the Dixons, Daryl basically saves everybody.
Saves that Hispanic family. And
you could tell right then and there Daryl is not choosing his brother. He's a different person.
Yeah, he's a good guy now.
What about the reveal that they were going to rob the camp?
Yeah, I kind of expect.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I like it. Obviously, that's Merle's idea.
Yeah, yeah. It was
and
Merle.
His brother was just going along with it.
Had already gotten what was coming to him.
I wonder if he's going to bring that back up.
I guarantee that'll come back up.
I don't like it.
I think it'll be like in the All Is Lost moment where he's going to be like, yo, you like Daryl so much, he was going to rob you with me. And then he's going to be like,
yeah, exactly. I can totally,
but I didn't.
Totally see that happening.
I don't know. That guy's like the best character on the show.
Rooker?
Merle. Not Merle. Fucking Daryl.
Yeah. Everyone loves Daryl.
It's the best possible character not on the show. Like.
I'm actually, now that this season happened, I'm really psyched for the video game coming out with both of them in it. They have both the actual voices.
It's about both of them?
Yeah, it's about how they got to the camp.
Oh, it's going to be fucking righteous.
And it's not just like there's strategy involved where it's kind of like the other Walking Dead game where it's not just like...
As long as it's not just mowing down zombies with a Gatling gun and
I'm
shit
sure
like that.
I'm sure there's scenes...
Like every other zombie game out there.
Where you kill a lot of zombies.
I'm sure there's scenes where you go ham on zombies. But that's not the point of the game. The point of the game is to survive and shit like that. It's called Survival Instinct. It looks really good.
I know this is a soft spot. The reason I like the other Walking Dead game is every zombie in it is a unique and scary experience. And it's so much better than, say, your Left 4 Deads or your Dead Islands or whatever.
I tend to disagree. I think it's more realistic that you go out there and you fucking slay zombies than trying to run away and hide from them.
Well, you do that in the other game. It's just when a zombie's actually on you, it's not a matter of mushing A or X to knock him off. He's on you. You got to figure out where to hit him, what to stab him with, what's going to do the job.
Yeah.
It's a little more cerebral to it than just hacking up zombies left and right. That gets old.
I mean, I think more realistically it would be like just swinging a baseball bat at some zombie heads.
Yeah, but I played that. It's called Dead Rising, and it gets old quick.
My God. How could you say such hateful words about such a good fucking video game?
I didn't like Dead Rising. The controls sucked
to me. Oh, you're crazy.
It's a fun game, but the controls are
It had nothing
awful.
To do with the game
I
itself.
I loved like,
it was just
hitting
the controls
zombies
sucked.
With TVs.
Well, I had certain issues.
Katana
are we talking about one or two? I went through them both.
I played the first. I didn't even play the story, dude. I like literally... Put the game in and killed zombies.
Well, that
the
explains
time.
Why you have a different experience because
I
played
shit.
The story.
I got the fucking Mega Man gun.
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did the story. But in the second one, they have this annoying plot device where there's a zombie cure, but you need to keep readministering
yeah,
it every
with
day.
Your daughter, I did
so
play that.
Every fucking couple hours, I had to run back to my camp and give my daughter the shit that took forever to find, and it ground the game to a halt.
My gripe with that game is that it seemed like you were always rushed to do something.
That, exactly. That's my
instead
I
of
didn't
just like,
even answer my fucking that little I was every time that beeped I was like fuck you.
I preferred moving at my own leisure.
At that point I would probably be like stuck in a tunnel fighting my way out with like fucking shopping carts and the fucking gas tanks.
Yeah, you have a ridiculous outlook if that zombie apocalypse ever happened that you put on a shark suit and head into the fucking Manhattan to take on all the zombies. You're fucking an idiot.
That'd be awesome.
No. You'd be dead.
No way.
Really first quick. Of all.
Why are you in a shark suit?
So it's you can't spy-proof. Get bit. But I get that point.
The logic
you're going to dehydrate and die because it's not like you have the super stamina, bro. Like
I wouldn't be running.
You'd be dying.
I'd be chilling out.
No way, man. There's a Manhattan?
You're dead. You're straight up dead. Your shark suit won't save you.
It's hard to walk in the streets in Manhattan now.
Maxing and relaxing in Central Park.
You'd be so bummed.
Well, you guys fucking like fools looking for fucking food out here.
What?
Everything
makes you
everything
think you're
you
going to be safe?
Cause, what do you mean safe? You can't be bitten. What am I going to be fucking digging a million dollars?
Because you're in your shark
suit.
Yeah. You're in fucking Manhattan.
You're going to bite your face off, bro.
Bite my face off? I'm going to have like a catcher's mask or something.
You're
going to
be overrunning.
Right. I'd be all right.
They'd just take you down hard.
Really
no
quickly,
way.
Too.
No way.
Really quickly.
Nah.
Really quickly. They're slow as fuck. I would
smash. So are you in your armor?
I'm not in armor, bro. I'm in a shark suit, and I would smash so many zombie heads.
You would get a bunch of them before
and
they
eventually
gotcha.
I would
get
probably
fatigued.
Die of exhaustion before I died of zombies.
You'd dehydration?
That's exactly what happened. You'd get fatigued. You'd have to stop, and they'd overrun you.
I would stand
you.
In one place and just smash skulls in if I had to. Like, we're talking
have
zombies here.
Have you ever
here.
Been to Manhattan?
Bro,
there's
I would like
to people out there.
I'm gonna take you out to the woods, and I just want to see you chop trees for an hour.
I could chop trees.
No, you'd fucking be huffing and puffing and asking
you're
me
crazy.
To stop
I'd
after
be,
like 23
I'd be sweating
minutes.
Bullets, but I'd chop wood fucking for hours on end, and then you're in Manhattan. There's not a million buildings for you to sleep in. A million.
There's a fucking 10 million people that are ready to kill you.
You'll find some place to sleep, I guarantee you. Probably be a fucking sweet hotel, too.
Yeah, you're going to take the stairs up, motherfucker?
I guess you would.
That shit.
Stupid ass, of course.
Oh, I'll take this 64 walk-up.
I'm not going to the penthouse.
Why not?
For that exact reason. I don't want to walk up fucking 65 flights of stairs. I'll take a fucking first level.
All right.
Give a fuck.
Good enough. You're so dead.
Not even almost.
Let's wrap it up for the week. Let's talk about what we learned.
What we learned. Well, this week I learned that there's still good young kids out there, man. We just met up with this kid, Alex, and he seems like he's going to be a good artist for Paint It Black. And, you know, usually you ask people to, you know, to join you, and they give you a lot of bullshit, being like, oh, yeah, we'll do. But I get a real good vibe off this kid, and I think that he's going to work out pretty well with this kid.
We'll keep you posted on how that goes. Mm-hmm. For what we learned, I did something a little different. I pulled some interesting facts from Reddit. They have a feature on there, a subreddit called Today I Learned. So I found some that are fun. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd run them by you. Here's one that's relevant to today's conversation. Did you know that there's a $500 fine for feeding homeless people in Houston?
You see, Ken, I'm moving to
absurd.
Houston.
There you go.
It's absurd.
Did you know that in 1895, the age of consent in Delaware was 7?
Oh, yeah. By the way, did you hear that an 8-year-old had a baby?
Yeah, I did hear that.
How's that physically possible?
I guess some fucking girls get their period real young. I don't know.
Who knocked them up?
Like a fucking 17-year-old kid.
Jesus Christ.
It was like Guatemalan or some shit like that.
I mean, I don't know.
It's not like the town's not looking for the kid. The kid bounced.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's fucking nasty.
Fucking weird.
All right, did you know that a Nicolas Cage owns a 9-foot-tall pyramid in New Orleans where he plans to be buried?
He deserves it. Not.
I think if anybody's going down in a pyramid, Nick Cage.
They should bury him in right now before he gets a chance to make another Ghost Rider movie.
Yeah, if you're going to give like any movie star from our generation a pyramid, it's not going to be Nick Cage.
I mean, I do love Con Air and all, but he shouldn't get a pyramid.
Like, go on. What else do you love? Gone 60 Seconds? Go on.
The Rock.
I don't even like Gone 60 Seconds.
The Rock,
Face Off, Con Air. That's it. I don't even like Gone 60 Seconds.
Just his action stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that movie with the fucking National Treasure?
The first one.
Both of them are good.
I didn't really like
it. It's like the same flick, but
that's why I didn't care.
It's actually nice of him, because now I know where to go to fucking pee on his grave.
Spit on it.
It's fun, the giant pyramid. All right, did you know that there is an Orthodox Jewish prayer men say in the morning, thanking God for not making them a woman?
Seems logical. I'd say the same thing.
I say it, but not in Hebrew.
Yeah, me too. That's what I'm saying.
I say the American version of that shit.
And I got one more here. But did you know that the first treatment for a Judge Dredd film was passed around Hollywood in the 1980s, went through extensive rewrites, and eventually became RoboCop?
The far superior movie?
Yes.
That's awesome. I didn't know that at all.
Imagine that was a Judge Dredd movie.
Wow. I mean,
that's
RoboCop
crazy.
is one of the most fantastic movies from the 80s, man. I love that flick.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about this remake.
That and like Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is my personal favorite.
Ghostbusters was great.
As far as this remake, though, I think it's utter shit.
He looks like a sleek dildo robot.
I don't look. That basically, the coolest part about RoboCop was that he was so robotic. This robot looks like an I Am Robot type.
Yeah,
robot.
You know he's gonna be like moving at super
fucking
speed,
running like 200 miles an hour. Like I like the old one where he just kind of clunked into the room and he was like, "Stop!" They're like, "Fuck you, pig!" And they shoot him. He's like, "I will shoot you. I will shoot you if you don't stop." And he's they're like,
"I love that every bad guy was just." No bad guys talk to each other. They were never like, yo, when this stupid steel motherfucker walks in, don't shoot at him.
Giant robot dude walks
in.
Yeah,
run away.
Bro, I think that the...
He's slow as shit.
He can't catch you, but he definitely, you can't shoot him.
I think that the video game Lethal Enforcers took all the molds of all the characters in RoboCop, like the bad guys. Because every time I shot a guy, it looked just like one of the bad guys from RoboCop.
Probably. So, I guess that's everything we learned.
That's a lot of stuff.
Ken, did you learn anything, Ken?
No.
Ken is stubborn and set in his ways.
Didn't learn nothing.
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics. Email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Grab some comics off paintitblackcomics.com. Visit these two guys on their Twitter, Defranchised, right? At Defranchised?
Yep.
And listen to Disenfranchised every Sunday. I heard you guys had a little hiccup this week, but you should be on track.
Yeah, we're back on for this week. We got our boy Diggy to like stop fibbing and come out finally.
Maybe. He's not here yet.
Yeah. So, Ken took a picture of a train ticket and sent it to him. He's like, I'll overnight this to you.
I would have. I had it in an envelope.
Also, be sure to check out A Squad on Tuesdays, right?
Tuesdays will
every
be.
Tuesday, video every game Tuesday. Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And like us on Facebook. We're going to start updating that thing.
Yeah, and check out our website. We're starting to dust it off a little bit. And,
clean up the old Painted Black.
Yeah, the whole social media for Painted Black is starting to get up and going now.
Get out the cobwebs.
Yeah, just knocking the dust out that.
Yeah.
So that should do it for this week. I'm Pete for Brian and Ken. Close the door behind you.